Memorial Day weekend is here, and while we're paying homage to those who died in service to our freedoms, many of us will also be celebrating the official end of COVID restrictions in Pennsylvania. The city of Philadelphia is scheduled to follow suit, rolling back their restrictions on June 11th. However, even as cases are dropping and vaccinations are rising, we urge you to be mindful of your personal health and act accordingly. We do have an exciting announcement. The Made in America Festival, founded by Jay-Z, will return to the Parkway on Labor Day weekend, September 4th and 5th. Pre-sale tickets are already available, and we'll have that link on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Now let's move on to the weekend's options. Virtual events are still on the calendar, and the Philadelphia Latino Film Festival is one of the highlights. The 10th annual festival kicks off on Sunday and goes through June 6th. It includes screenings, workshops, and other special events from Latino and Latinx filmmakers. The films are shorts, feature films, and documentaries with topics ranging from colorism and racism to family challenges and love stories. The Philadelphia Folk Song Society is hosting their Spring Thing online this weekend on Zoom. They're promising a fully interactive experience of music, workshops, and a whole night of performances from the Philadelphia Folk Fest archives. And it's all free. As for their annual folk festival, no announcements yet, but hopefully there will be one soon. Let's head down 95 to Winterthur, Delaware. The Winterthur Museum, Garden, and Library is hosting the Point-to-Point Steeplechase this Sunday, starting at 10:30 a.m. There are limited tickets available and only for tents and tailgate admissions. Sorry, no general admission, but the tickets do admit four people. Should make it easier to bring your own food, as none will be sold on site this year. Horses, well, they're a big part of the Renaissance period because there just was no other way to travel back then. Now you can recreate that time at the New Jersey Renaissance Fair happening in Bordentown, New Jersey on Saturday and Sunday. For the weekend at least, it's being transformed into the fictional village of Crossford. So lace up your corsets, shine up your armor, and get ready to feast on some turkey legs. The fair, Crossford, opens up on Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. And don't forget your masks. The fair is ticketed, and you can even bring your dog by purchasing a dog ticket, but just make sure that he's well-behaved.
Yesterday and days before.
Willie Nelson, well, he's not always been well-behaved, but in fact, he's one of the linchpins of the outlaw country music scene. So it should be no surprise he created the Outlaw Festival. That got started in Scranton in 2016, and it's taken off since then. The festival is heading back to Pennsylvania to the Mann Center in September. Why am I telling you now? Because tickets to this year's festival with Sturgill Simpson, Margo Price, and Government Mule go on sale today. Yep, this very morning, so I would get those as soon as possible. From outlaws to flowers. I know it's quite the segue, but the Philadelphia Flower Show is outside this year for the first time since it started in 1829. So you can say it's both a perennial and an annual. My gardeners will understand that, but if you want to go this year, we're going to tell you to get those tickets early before it gets started on June 5th. Tickets are timed, so yes, you will want to make sure to pick those up soon. And that's it for this week's Things to Do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and to all of our fallen soldiers, we celebrate and salute you this and every Memorial Day. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.